Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox presents contemporary top 40 hits slipped through a time machine, rearranged and performed in styles like swing, doo-wop, rag, Motown, jazz, torch ballads, bluegrass, and much, much more. From Bradley's living room via YouTube videos to world tours and soon Radio City Music Hall, all of this in just a few years, the rotating collective of musicians and vocalists presents a very, very fun show. Postmodern Jukebox is playing the Palace Theater in Albany, New York tonight. Scott Bradley is in our studio right now, and we couldn't be more thrilled. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Very nice.
Awesome.
It's great to have you here.
Absolutely.
So when did the bus pull into to Albany?
Let's see. Well, it was probably pretty early this morning. It's a pretty wild experience, you know, getting all these musicians, all these talented people, and putting them on a bus together. It's kind of like a combination of, you know, the first week of college and like a field trip. And yeah. I don't know who the chaperone is. Nobody knows.
Now, your role, because you don't always go on tour.
Right.
Now, right?
No, so I'm not a cast member, but I'm the creator of the show.
And, right.
But I do all the arranging and I do all the producing and I do the casting and then kind of get everybody and write the show. And so that's the stuff that I love the most. But whenever I can, I try to make, you know, appearances and come out just because it's so much fun. And, you know, that's my roots, was being a performer.
Now, the idea of, because this, as I mentioned in the introduction, it's all grown. It's huge. I mean, the last time you were in town, you were playing the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Now you're playing the Palace. I mean, so
yeah.
You've seen this just grow in a very short period of time. What has that been like to kind of catch this tiger by the tail?
Well, it's been crazy to see. It's been really inspiring, I think, just to know that there's this kind of support for real non-auto-tuned music. And to think that, you know, where this came from, which was in my living room in a small basement apartment when I was living back in Queens, New York, and
yeah.
I was a struggling jazz pianist at the time, and I just happened to set up a camera and, you know, put myself on YouTube, and since there, everything has kind of snowballed since then. And to think that now we can go pretty much anywhere in the world and play, you know, sold out shows, that's a really phenomenal thing, and it shows me that just the power of just live music, and when you put great performers on a stage together, and just magic happens.
Why does it work? Have you figured it out of what it is that you have tapped into?
I think there's a couple of different things. I think one thing is, you know, the idea that it's a really fun show. And
yeah.
These are people that are born performers. You know, everybody that we've had about 70 different cast members, you know, that have toured with us and been in videos and everything. And every one of them is a world-class performer, which is something people don't see every day. I mean, you know, you're getting the chance to see one of the best tap dancers in the world, you know, like, but then aside from all that, there's also kind of like it taps into a kind of a nostalgia for a time that maybe we didn't even live in. But when you go to a Postmodern Jukebox show, you know, you feel like you're back in time. You feel like you're hanging with the Rat Pack in the 1940s and it's New Year's Eve and it's like this really glamorous party. So I think it's escapism, you know, which is all good entertainment is escapism.
And there's a nostalgia, and you just made this point, but which I think is fascinating. There's a nostalgia, really, for something that we may not even have lived
absolutely.
Through or know about.
Yeah.
And yet, but you also have the contemporary and the modern, which allows you to be your vessel into that and then
right.
and kind of live vicariously through it.
Right. So, you know, you might not be familiar with jazz or Motown or doo-wop or anything
right.
like that, but if you know these modern songs, that's kind of the way in. And, you know, it's very common for somebody to come to a show and maybe they don't know us, they haven't seen us online yet, and they're watching and they're listening and they're like, how do I know every word to this song? And then they realize, you know, it's a doo-wop version of a Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And it's just cool to see everybody's recognition when they, you know, finally understand what's happening.
Is there ever a song that just doesn't work?
So I don't like to cover ones that are already really retro, you know, anything like Amy Winehouse or Uptown Funk, things like that,
yeah.
because it already has this classic kind of sound. So
yep.
it's much easier to actually turn something that is very futuristic sounding or very modern with, you know, electronics and everything. It's much easier to kind of put that back into, you know, kind of this golden age, which I'm calling, you know, anytime between 1920s and 1960s.
And that works, too, because we, for the most part, all know songs from those eras and the sounds of those eras. And let's face it, they're around still because they're really good.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that's kind of one of the big takeaways is that, you know, these earlier styles of music, they didn't just die out and disappear completely. You know, they're still vital forms of music that people are drawing inspiration from. And, you know, that's and it also makes people kind of question, well, what does it mean to write a good song? Because we have people that, you know, maybe they don't like the original version of the song, but then they hear us do it and then they love that. So, you know, it raises a lot of interesting questions, you know.
Can you do you think and say you have a song and you come up with a song and you say, oh, we could do this. We could do this as jazz. We could do this as doo-wop. We could do this as Motown. We could do all three. Do you think of it that way, or do you have to commit to one?
Yeah, well, you can definitely do things that are hybrid. There's no rules, which is, you know, the beautiful thing.
Right.
But
you're doing it. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But what I like to do is just find, when I listen to a song, a lot of times I'll look at the lyrics or look at the context that it's placed in, the time, and then just try to figure out if there's something that it reminds me of. I mean, when I looked at My Heart Will Go On, you know, Celine Dion, everybody knows it from Titanic.
Right.
You look at the title of it, it sounds like a 1950s song title, My Heart Will Go On. Like, so I imagined if it was sung by Jackie Wilson back in the late 50s, and they got a vocalist, you know, that is actually performing with us tonight, that has this amazing, you know, one-of-a-kind voice that very much like Jackie Wilson did. And kind of just built that out as if the song was written in that era and recorded then.
You have to be quite the music historian to do this.
It's the stuff I love. Like when I was a kid, I was growing up, I took piano lessons, I took classical lessons for a while and I hated it. But then I heard jazz and then I heard all these other old styles of music and I just loved just the energy that was there.
So give us a sense of what people can expect from a show.
So it's a high energy show. It's you know, it's not just the typical performing arts, you know, like going to see a classical concert or something. We want people on their feet. We want people to have fun.
Is there a host? Is there somebody?
Yeah, we have an MC that kind of narrates the evening.
Okay.
We have many performers. I think at this, I'm not even sure how many vocalists we have on this one. We have a lot. And then probably on stage, total of all the people on stage, I think we brought about 14 performers. So it's a big show. We have a horn section. We have tap dancers. We have all kinds of other stuff that's happening. And it's just kind of a celebration in a way. It's a celebration of, first of all, you know, our journey as musicians and all the stuff that, you know, we've experienced, but also just real music and great, you know, organic music and all these amazing styles of music. And with the bonus that you'll know the soundtrack because you'll know the songs.
Do you want us singing along or not?
Say it one more time.
Do you want us singing along or not?
Sing along, by all means.
You want that?
You guys might not have mics. We're just throwing it out there.
No, you probably won't have mics, but sometimes it seems like that could be a pain, too.
No. We want people to have fun. We want people to cheer. And if something moves you, you know, this is this kind of music, it's funny that jazz historically, before it became kind of like a museum piece where people would go and they'd sit quietly and watch jazz. It was dance music. It was party music. And that's what we want to bring back. You know, this music you're meant to express yourself to it.
Well, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox is playing at the Palace Theater in Albany tonight at 8 o'clock. To learn more, visit palacealbany.com, palacealbany.com, or postmodernjukebox.com, and go to our website as well. We will have relevant links posted along with the interview. Scott Bradley, thanks so much for being here. Great to have you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Good luck tonight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.